You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shut Up A Second. I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
I'm Cass.
And we are joined today by a very special guest, the first time ever guesting on this. I haven't introduced you yet. Shut your goddamn mouth. Okay. The first time ever guesting on Shut Up A Second. You know him from Plumbing the Death Star. You know him from Thumb Cramps. You know him from Baseless Speculation and the others. It's Jackson Bailey.
Oh, welcome, Thank Jackson. You.
That is crazy. I've never guessed it on this show before.
Yeah,
I'm
here
free
you are.
From the rain.
You're on the other side of it.
Have I listened? No, I've never heard this show. I don't know what the fuck it's about.
Well, today's topic is gold.
Oh, cha-ching. I was about to be like, what is the cha-ching sound effect? That's a cash register.
Yeah. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
It's a shame they don't do those anymore.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
The real old worldly cash registers.
I guess the cash register noise these days is like.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
know if it's. Well, you guys are doing this awful hand movement as well that goes. Like,
yeah,
you're
it's like
reaching.
A... Okay, yeah. Do you want to do the low notes of a cash register and I'll do the whirring bit?
Okay, sounds good.
The You're whirring?
The, yeah, so yeah, like, the whirring there's a wheel bit. Mechanism.
Yeah.
Jackson's going to do the...
It's a drawer. There's no wheel.
Yeah,
it's a wheel to roll out.
It's not a wheel. So Jackson's going to do the chunky chunk one. And I'm going to... Okay, ready? Three, two, one.
I don't know if that's what it... I don't think that's what it is.
For some reason, my hand movement's really jerky as
Yeah,
well.
You're
yeah,
like
it's
reaching
the drawer's
forward
jerky.
With an open palm. Like, it's freaking me out.
Yeah,
it's like you're begging, asking for money or something.
Spirit time.
People often have gold teeth, right? I think, and they wear gold rings, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like we could be incorporating more gold onto our person.
Ooh.
Where would you guys want to stick gold?
That's a great question.
Gold flecks in the eyeballs.
Oh!
What would that do to your vision?
I think it would impair it somewhat.
No, like, because you know how people have, you know, if you've got hazel eyes, you'll have the bits of that.
The little flecks.
Like, yeah,
oh, like
flex.
In the iris, you mean?
Yeah, in the iris, like implantable.
I was imagining just like chunks of gold in the whites of your eyes.
Oh, my God.
That's Out cool, you too. Are. That's
yeah.
cool, too.
Is it?
I mean, it's not that much different to what you're saying.
No, mine's like a gentle little flex. So
oh, they're gentle flecks. Mm. Okay,
yeah, so instead of like a stripe of green, you've got a stripe of literal gold.
Mm.
It's what's cool about having gold anywhere in your body is that when you rot, and you will rot.
We will all rot.
It's coming.
It is nice to think about sometimes.
We're all going
to
rot, baby. That's
One day I'll be dirt and rot,
yeah.
And my rings will just still be gold.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Every gold, every bit of gold, a little flex in your eyeball, if you're a grave robber. Well, I mean...
Ka-ching! I mean...
Because the thing with a, like a gold tooth or a gold... Well, not a gold ring, but I guess only a gold tooth, is that you have to lose the tooth first, you know, to get the gold tooth in.
I thought, well, you can get a like grills and just get a cap.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think the gold tooth is solid gold, is it?
I don't know.
A cap
Isn't it?
Gold.
I thought it was a cap because it's like your tooth is cracked, so you, you encase it in something so it doesn't...
Yeah,
it's
something
old.
Soft like a tooth.
Yeah, because gold's malleable too.
Because
like I was like, oh, maybe I'd get like a gold eye, but then surely it would just like slop down the back.
Yeah, you're
of
right.
It's not
as strong as that tough eyeball.
Yeah, what are you talking
that
about?
Non-malleable rock-like eyeball.
Do you think if you were to hold gold in your hands, it would just like melt down your arm?
Well, wouldn't the heat of this is a thing I think about gold.
Yeah.
Okay, tell
would
us.
Would not the heat of it? If I say I've got a lump of gold in my hand, like the size of like a grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
If I hold it for long enough, the heat in my hand
Why'd you
will...
make it so big?
It had to be big enough I could leave a handprint. And I didn't want to make it too big because then you'd be like, how are you holding it with one hand?
Are you just leaving a handprint in gold?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that malleable, is it?
Is it not that I... Could I not put a handprint in gold?
Well, I know you can bite it. But the thing with biting is it's your jaw is very strong and the pressure's going through your teeth.
Mm.
So it's very like the real small area, like surface area.
Yeah.
So it goes in. But I don't know if you can...
If I can just leave a handprint. I also don't know where I got this idea that heat will somehow make it work better.
It seems to make sense.
But you're not very hot.
You're not that hot.
No, that's
yeah.
true.
You're
what,
not 30, a warm
37 toilet. Degrees.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, what's a nugget?
Nugget is what you find in the ground. Nuggets can be little.
And I guess a nugget as well. Well, sometimes they're huge, right?
Yeah.
But they can't be that malleable or...
The earth would have moved them?
I was about to say you wouldn't be able to get it out of the ground. I got to stop making claims.
What do you think of gold?
Dust. What do you think it's not liquid. It's not mercury.
I don't know.
Do you think of gold like one of those liquids that is solid when you hit it real hard?
I guess I was just imagining a bunch of prospectors like scooping it out with their hand.
But it's solid. The people wear gold jewelry, Jackson. What do you think goes on with the gold jewelry?
I don't understand gold. Clearly.
You think it's a goop.
Yeah, I clearly think gold's a goop.
You think it's a very slow. You think of gold the way people used to think about glass.
Yes. Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a slow moving goop.
Yeah, slow moving goop.
Isn't that sort of true?
No.
Hmm.
It's more. That comes from a true thing, but when people look to evidence of it, it's that all these old mirrors and stuff and windows have all this gathering at the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's just because they were made before, like, flat surfaces.
What?
I mean, no.
They made glass before they made a table?
No.
They made windows before they made the floor.
I guess there was a time before flat surfaces. It's like, must have existed.
I mean, there was a time before flat surfaces. But I heard it as soon as I said it. I think it's more from the tools they were using to mold glass and less from glass melting over time or running like a liquid.
I don't know if that's true.
But how does that – what do you mean?
So, hang on.
I know what you mean. So you think –
they just made shitty glass, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah. You're saying that the box that they made the glass in is the mold. They poured sloppy. The liquid sand in, whatever glass is, and you think they just fucked up the box so that it's slanted.
Yeah.
Hang on,
slanted, and no one ever bothered to fix it.
Why is glass thick at the bottom?
I think it is. It just moves slowly.
It's just heavy. I don't think it's a liquid, though. That's insane. But it's like
they think, isn't like tar a liquid?
Yeah,
because there's like that. There's that
liquid.
Well, there's that. There's this kind of tar, and it's in an hourglass.
Yeah, pitch. I know the guy you mean. Yeah,
and it drips once every like 50 years.
Yeah,
and it is liquid, but it moves so slowly. But it does drip,
and everybody gathers around to look at it. I always get that mixed up with the air they made that rats can breathe. Sorry,
is that normal air?
The water they made.
Oh.
Rats could breathe because it was so oxygenated. And I always get them confused and whenever anybody talks about that pitch.
Why they're like the exact opposite. There's one liquid so airy that you can breathe it. The other liquid is so thick it drips once every 50 years.
One will keep a rat alive.
How do you get them confused?
I don't know.
And so in what situation are you confusing them?
Whenever anybody brings them up, I put a rat in both.
Do you think a rat is breathing the
tar?
I
imagine a rat
that drips
underneath
once
the
every
tar
50
drip.
Years. And trying to breathe it?
Yeah, or it's going to land in his big rat mouth.
He's going,
50 years of I found the answer.
What's the answer?
So according to the MIT School of Engineering, glass, if left undisturbed at room temperature, doesn't change, no matter how old it is. Contrary to the urban legend that glass is a slow-moving liquid, it's actually a highly resilient elastic solid, which means that it is completely stable. So those ripples, warps, and bullseye indentations you see in really old pieces of glass were created when the glass was created.
What?
They are the results of old-fashioned glass fabrication methods, not aging.
There you go.
Yes, it's there. Glass was invented before flat surfaces.
Yeah, exactly. MIT, the School of Engineering, MIT agrees.
Before flat surfaces, when we made glass, we fucked it up a bit.
We had to do it on a hill. There was nowhere else. It was all hill.
Well, today's large clear plates of glass are made by pouring molten glass onto a pool of molten tin, resulting in very flat, clear, uniform sheets. This float glass method was pioneered in the 1950s.
Whoa.
Flat surfaces were invented in the 1950s.
Liquid tin they're talking about. Okay.
If I could replace any part of my body with gold, it would be my blood. Let me bleed.
Well, it is goopy, as we figured out.
It's goopy liquid blood.
Entirely with gold, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know when they do that thing where they pour silver down an anthill?
Yes.
And then you pull out just the silver.
Oh,
so you just rip out your gold.
Yeah.
That could be
put in a museum or something.
Is that how you want to die?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a new one.
I would do it, I guess. Do you think you would? Well, because your blood is kind of everywhere. They're in like little capillaries and stuff. So
how
if
much?
You,
yeah, how much?
Well, actually, when you rot, that's the good way to do it. Ooh. You fill you with blood. I mean, no, drain you of blood, put liquid gold in.
Yeah,
and then yeah, let you rot, and then you have a cool little.
Because like it would be like throwing like a statue.
Don't
would,
say then you have a cool little Jackson is dead.
Yeah, then I have a cool then statue have, of Jackson's yeah. blood. Think it would be able to stand up because you got veins in your
well,
feet.
Yeah, like and like muscle and stuff has blood in
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right?
it's all blood.
So
wait, but then it wouldn't be one bit though, would it?
I don't know how it would work, to be honest. Like
you... very thin, like a gold mist.
Yeah. It would look like a gold mist. You've seen all those. You've seen the life, like the real life frozen capillary systems of people, where they take,
oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
freeze the capillaries, and then they. I don't know how they do it. Maybe
it's
I
like
in my mind,
acrylic or something, right?
Yeah.
They remove the rest of the person. I'm sure that's not correct.
I think it might be. They dissolve. In my mind, they dissolved the rest of the person.
Yeah,
how they somehow, keep the bit.
Well,
that was...
that's where I'm sort of. It's falling down for me. Maybe they didn't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, very interesting, and you can like see the entire shape of a person. It's much more shape of a person than a skeleton is.
Yeah. Skeleton's barely a shape of a guy.
Oh,
it's most of the way there.
If I saw a skeleton and didn't know I had a skeleton in me, I wouldn't think I had a skeleton in me.
But if but you, yeah, but what? Would you think the same about a frozen set of veins and capillaries
Maybe.
And stuff? You're looking at that's in me. I reckon that floating ghost.
I think that's in me. I'm thinking.
I know. If I saw a skeleton and then I saw the bunch of capillaries. I reckon I'd be more like skeletons in me.
Cause I guess you can feel
I can
your
feel
skeleton.
My knee. I'm grabbing my arm and I can't bend bits
you don't,
of it.
You don't, yeah. You're like, I'm can't just meat really. And bones. So yeah. Yeah, anything else. Would be... Fair point.
If what I saw else? Capillaries, I'd be like, they'd get squished in there. They're not in.
What else is in you? You got the skeleton.
You got muscle. You got guts.
Muscle is the meat, yeah? When we eat an animal, we eat the... No,
muscle,
but like...
No. That's fair. Muscle is the meat. I've been confused before, too.
Muscle is the meat you eat.
You eat muscle.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah. What else would you be eating?
I don't know. The meat.
Well, because sometimes they fatten up animals for eating, but that's not... Right.
You're not eating the fat. You're
they
eating the
steroid up animals.
Sometimes you're eating the
you eat the fat on
fat. Or you like cook them in its own fat.
Yeah.
Great bacon cooking trip.
Trip.
Great bacon cooking trip.
Where's your bacon chicken chip? Put the bacon into a cool pan.
Oh.
And then turn the pan on, and then it slowly melts all of the bacon fat, and then it starts
renders the fat.
Yeah. Then it cooks itself in its own fat.
That's sick.
And it's delicious.
Man.
That is sick. That's disgusting. Yuck. Cooking in its own grease. It'd be, because skeletons are obviously like a monster, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
I think the meat would be a monster.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think have the meat.
I think have the vein guy as a monster.
Oh.
That could be a new sort of a genre of guy killing video games, right? Oh, no, it's my floating veins.
It's all my veins and shit.
Yeah, I mean, not mine, I guess. I guess you're not fighting your own skeleton in the video
I
game.
Feel like it
you're
would be...
That would be hard. If you're just a sack of skin and your bones come for you, I don't know.
Either way, it's a draw,
do.
Really.
Yeah. Skeleton can't bleed, but you can't have a bone broken.
Yeah. Mm. What would you say to your skeleton if you could pop it out, put it across from you?
What would
Let's
I say
roleplay
to...
it. I'll be your skeleton.
Okay.
Oh God!
I mean you no harm.
Oh,
I'm merely a skeleton.
Skeletons laugh like the Three Stooges.
I feel like I have nothing to say to my skeleton.
All right, no, back you go.
No.
Oh God, he's going in upside down.
Going in back to front.
Yeah, going backwards. That would be fun. That
just opening your mouth and just having a skull.
Would your left hand become your right hand?
Yes.
Well, your thumb bone would poke out. Under your pinky.
Well, no, I imagine that it would cut your thumb would go into your pinky slot.
Putting
on a glove backwards, yeah.
Wow.
It wouldn't be good. You'd have little flappy bits.
Yeah, it would be grotesque.
Your feet would be off.
You want to speak to your skeleton?
I'd love to. Do I feed you enough?
Skeletons don't eat. We're just bones.
No, I got told by one of my friends that after a woman turns 25, all of her calcium is, sometimes it gets taken out of her bones if she doesn't eat enough.
That's why if you get bone aches.
And sometimes women can get osteoporosis. Do I feed you enough?
I feel pretty good. You drink enough milk.
Hey, Cassaskeleton.
Yes.
Why are you white? Shouldn't you be pink? You're covered in blood and guts all the time.
I had a shower.
Oh.
Oh, I need that back.
The bones?
No, the blood. No. I am the sack at the moment.
You're always making blood. That's got nothing to do with me.
What? Look, why did you take my blood if you're the skeleton?
No, I just had your blood on you when I came out.
And you washed it off. That was mine.
Yeah, because I was dirty. I didn't want to sit on these chairs with my pink bones.
Who are you friends with in Cass's body? Are you friends with the liver?
Guts.
The guts? You like the guts? Are the guts one guy, like you're one guy?
Yes.
Or are they all individual?
You got the guts, the meat,
the veins,
the bones, the veins.
The four guys. And then the soul, I guess.
The soul. The ghost. Cass is just skin at the moment.
Who is
Cass's soul also is gone.
Who is your enemy in my body?
The skin, because it's the furthest away from me. I know
but
it
that's
the
Cass
least.
Right now.
But well, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're probably lying to me.
Well, I suppose.
Are you not actually best friends?
Skeletons are very devious. Yeah. They're tricksters.
I'm going to fall on my knees lots now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going in backwards.
No!
Oh, no, Cass is all fucked up now.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got my little backwards feet. Ugh.
Imagine opening your mouth and it's just the back of your skull instead of teeth.
Would that would you cut a little hole to sleep?
In the bone?
Does that make sense?
In the bone? In the
skull? in the back of your, because if the skull's in backwards in your head,
yeah, I guess it probably wouldn't be. I guess you is there skull there? Where is your skull? If your skull was turned around, would you see it through your mouth? Or would you? Or would it just be a gaping hole?
I don't. Well, your lips would hang loose, and there would just be the beginning of your spine.
Yeah, the beginning of your spine is where.
Oh,
it would be.
Oh God, I'd
so
have
you
to.
Still eat. You just have to have make to sure you really don't hit that spinal.
All of the nerves.
That would be painful.
I'd sew my mouth up. I got to protect him. I'd wear a little. I don't know. I get a mouth cup.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. And you would be seeing just the inside of your skin, which is cool.
But wouldn't will your eyes be in the same spot if your skeleton was backwards? Or would they be floating on the back of your skull, but there's now underneath just, the skin?
Just two big lumps that are your eyes.
Yeah.
But you only see gold.
But you still have the eyeballs. You still have eyeballs. I mean, eye holes, eye sockets.
Yeah, but your eyes aren't in there.
Yeah,
why
just,
aren't they?
It's just stretched.
Your skeleton's in backwards, but the rest of you's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's eyeballs behind. Oh, no, okay.
So your eyeballs look normal, except your head is
bulging
out.
Out
because it's the back of your cranium.
Yeah, and it takes you longer to see because
the cords are stretched out.
I remember finding out that you can't pop out an eyeball and look at yourself.
So disappointing, isn't
it? It's so disappointing.
In movies, they do it all the time. Every day in movies.
It's a classic Hollywood trick. Yeah, because it's just like your eyes, like, that was too fucked up to be popped out. I'm not seeing anymore.
Oh, wait, so it just stops?
Yeah, it's like apparently the trauma of your eye coming out of its socket is too much.
Mental or physical trauma?
I think both.
Your brain is like, whoop.
But there was a story about Johnny Knoxville, I think, and his eye popped out because he laughed at a joke. He had a heinous eye injury before.
Oh, okay. I was like, how did that happen to him?
I think it was Johnny. It's one of the Jackass guys, at least.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, like, he had a, you know, he probably got hit by a big hammer or something in the head.
Classic Jackass prank.
And then, couldn't sneeze for like a month while his eye socket healed. And then Pontius told him a joke and he laughed. And then his eye popped out of his head and he had to go to hospital. But I don't think I guess he didn't say if he could see or not.
Well, I guess it depends. Maybe if it's like if it pops just out.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But I think it's as far as it can go. I don't think there's that much cord.
I don't think
it can dangle very much.
I suppose if there was enough cord for it to dangle, it would have to be like pulled behind.
Yeah, like it's like a spool, like a thread or something.
Wait, how did he stop himself from sneezing for a month?
I don't know.
That seems hard to do.
He's defied the impossible before, I guess. Yeah. Like, this isn't something I should question him on.
He can do it. He can make his body do all sorts of things.
Yeah, he's
he shot himself with a gun.
Man. That rules.
Which bit?
What?
Which bit?
The chest. Have you seen this?
No.
It's like Johnny Knoxville's how he first became sort of famous. He put on a bulletproof vest and shot himself with a handgun. And this is in the VHS days, and the VHS was like circulated around Hollywood. Oh. And everyone's like, well, this guy's definitely going to make it because he's crazy and super charismatic. And then he did.
Oh, good on
good
him.
Good on him. Good for Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a kid. I was reading about it. He just had a kid, and then like a couple of weeks later, shot himself in the chest.
Oh my
chest
God.
He's like, I got to support my family. I got to do it.
What am I good at?
And it worked.
He was wearing a bulletproof vest. He was fine. And he was going to be fine.
It's not like nothing. He's still getting shot.
Yeah, it's a but it's just
bruisey.
But
it just hurts.
Yeah, but also, I guess so.
Yeah. He was safe the whole time.
He was, Johnny Knoxville is fine.
Would you shoot yourself in the chest if you had a bulletproof vest on?
How much am I getting paid?
Well, nothing, but it might go sort of the version of viral before the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, if it was before the internet, Why not?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, but if it's now, no?
Yeah, well, I feel like anyone could just shoot themselves and get like their 0.2 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You'd scroll on a TikTok, skip to the good bit and be like...
Yeah, you become
you'd
like...
You'd breathe out through your nostrils, you know?
Yeah. You'd be like maybe the main character on Twitter or whatever for a day where they're like, check out what this lady did.
And then yourself right in the chest.
And so like, it wouldn't be like going around a video being like, whoa, did you see that girl who shot herself in the chest? It would be like, haha, chest girl.
Yeah.
Like shotgun bitch. Like yeah. feeling like her today and then people posting
shot
like
her with her gun pussy or something. Yeah. Her gussy.
She put her whole gussy into that shot. Yeah.
I guess if you do it back in the VHS days, the feeling is more like you could have just been doing this for you. Like, it doesn't seem like you're trying to get famous. It just seems like you're a lunatic.
Yeah, people
well,
do weird marketing.
Is, so. That is what it is.
Yeah. I've always thought that's been one of my bucket list items is to get shot in the leg. Just
wait, so like no protection, just actually...
Just in the leg. Just give me a shot in the leg before I die. See what it feels like.
You're going to have a cane. What age?
Well,
did you just say I reckon it would hurt? That's a cool.
That's my hot take. Yeah, not gunshot. I reckon that would be you.
I reckon you'd be like, wow,
to the leg. Sounds painful.
I'll shoot you in the leg.
Yeah, what age?
As long as we have to sign something, it makes it
makes
so
it so
assume.
You don't go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, because I've always said like I'd like to see the Aurora Borealis as well. So whenever I see that.
After you see the...
As I'm looking at it, someone can just like casually in the leg. Bow. Thanks, man. And then
what
I'll
we should do
crumple.
Is you give me a gun with one bullet and I can do it at any time.
Yeah, you get...
So you're always on edge. But one day I will fucking shoot you in the leg.
That's great. I think that's the strategy.
And then you'll pass it to me one day secretly.
And you shoot me in the leg.
And the cycle continues.
Again, shot in the leg, I feel like there's a lot of big arteries in the leg.
Well, where's the best place to get shot then?
I think probably in my head I'm thinking shoulder, but I don't know why I think that.
Hollywood, I reckon. You get shot in the shoulder in Hollywood, it's no big deal.
Oh, yeah, because people get shot in the shoulder and the impact like shoots their shoulder backwards, but they're still looking straight at their enemy.
Yeah.
Whereas with leg, it does bring you a little
cripples
bit.
Cripples you.
It gets you down on your knees, yeah.
Yeah, it puts you down.
Yeah.
You go, ooh, ouch, yeah, ooh, ow, ow,
maybe
ow,
I'll
ow.
Go the palms then.
The palms? Both of them?
Yeah, stigmata style. Palms.
Please, don't shoot.
Yeah, hold your hands together like you're praying and then I'll shoot through both of them.
Yeah. We're still adhering to single bullet rules.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was imagining I do this to protect my face. Like I put one palm on the other or the back of my hand on one palm.
Wait, so you want to get shot through both palms into the head?
I guess so.
That's how you want to die. So you want to have like 0.001 of a second of knowing what it feels like to get shot. And then you're like, well, that was all I had going on anyway. That's me done.
Guess that's why they call it a bucket list. Because I've kicked the bucket now. I don't have time to say that. I'm dying.
Yeah, you're dead. Yeah. Do you think, so if you get shot with a bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, how much damage do you think it would do? Because I'm like, I reckon you'd be fine, but maybe you probably wouldn't be. And
well,
I realize
it depends
that.
Where they get.
Yeah.
What's even in the knee? I think, like, how much could I get? What's the smallest bullet you can get that's a full-on bullet that shoots you?
What do you mean smallest that's the most full-on?
Yeah.
Not the most full-on, but it's definitely a bullet that goes from a gun.
Yeah.
Not like an airsoft. It's not a BB.
Yeah.
Designed to kill.
Uh-huh.
It's lethal force, but the smallest one you can get. And you shoot yourself in the knee, is your whole knee fucked up forever? Or
think
you think you can heal?
Your knee's like,
how many bullets can, how, what's the worst bullet you can take?
Don't bullets do different things? Like some of them explode on impact and then some of them go straight through.
Because I was going to be like, the smallest one would be one you'd use to hunt like squirrel maybe?
Lethal squirrel gun.
I mean, people would hunt squirrels.
Yeah,
so
people
not,
hunt squirrel
I guess
the
you're
time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but and I then, feel like, and this is me, I feel like if I got shot with a squirrel gun in the knee, I reckon it would hurt, but I think my knee would eventually be okay.
I don't think it would.
I think it would.
There's too much going on in
your
knee.
There's so much in the
there's
knee.
Yeah, but
so
I reckon it's such a little gun. Such a little bullet.
Getting shot.
It kills squirrels.
Shot through the bottom half of leg.
Yeah.
Like your calf.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, you need, calf's important.
Calf's really important.
I think most of your body's fairly important.
I don't think we're going to find like I can do without that.
You could shoot my ear off.
Oh yeah.
All right, like a piercing.
Yeah.
Shoot your earlobes.
Yeah, some sort of lethal gun, but only for maybe a butterfly.
Yeah.
For butterfly
shooting
hunting.
Butterfly.
Yeah, and butterfly mounting. Some sort of needle gun.
Did you as kids, that's great, and then it just gets embedded in a tree and then you pluck the needle out, put it in your book. did you as kids hear stories, speak of kneecaps, about people whose kneecaps spun the whole way around?
Yeah.
That's not true, surely.
Well, there's a kid in my drama class that maybe you know, remember. He had a kneecap thing. It didn't go all the way around.
Yeah.
He would just sometimes be on the floor being like, yow, ooh. And then we'd look over and his kneecap would be all fucked up. And he'd be like, yeah, I was going to put my kneecap back in. And then he'd like have to slide his kneecap down and pump his like knee a few times and click it back in.
That's horrible to hear.
All the time, apparently. I don't know if it went all the way around. Maybe it could have because I feel like it was pretty loose.
Can your kneecaps float? I'm going to have a look.
Well, I don't think your kneecaps are. I'm about to say a crazy thing. Mm. I don't think your kneecaps attach to the rest of your skeleton.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it bone or is it cartilage? Do skeletons have kneecaps?
No, not really. Yeah. Maybe.
So does that mean that kneecaps either aren't bone or they're not attached and they fall off the skeleton?
I have no idea.
So apparently, according to orthoinfo.aaos.org, the kneecap fits nicely into the groove between like your thigh bone and the other one.
Yeah.
But if the groove is uneven or too shallow, the kneecap could slide off.
So maybe it could go all the way around.
So it's like, horrible. It's just a nice little thing that fits into its home, but if you make the home bad, it leaves home.
Could it get past the tendons? You got tendons on either side
There's
of your kneecaps.
There's a lot around your knee and the skin doesn't really stretch that much for it to... But I have had my kneecaps locked before and that was pretty painful.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, that's bad. We're all feeling our knees.
Yeah, we're
all
touching it.
I'm not. I don't want to know. I can't even think of the part that would move. I can't even feel out the moving bit.
That's crazy. Do your kneecaps not? Because you can kind of shift it when you go straight.
Yeah, you can kind of move it. Mine just clicked. Ooh, I didn't like that at all. Ouch.
That sucks to think about. Mm. Yeah, that's no good.
Hey, Jackson.
Yeah.
Now that you're out of Shut Up A Second, we're kicking it old school style.
Are you sick? Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
I've never heard you stutter before.
We're doing the thing we Shut Up A Second used to do, where we do the history and the facts.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to hear some history about gold?
Yes.
Or do you want to hear some facts about gold?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which one do you want? You have to choose.
Oh, my God. Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
I've got to kill one of my babies or whatever. Let's go facts.
Okie dokie.
I sort of started it and was gearing up to do my little history thing. But whatever, that's fine. We'll do facts.
Just a little fact.
Yeah.
So when you eat gold.
So
we know gold is edible because they put gold leaf on stuff, but it is actually real gold. But it has to be like 22 to 24 karat gold.
Yeah.
If it's below that, it has other metal in it. It can kill you or whatever.
What?
Yeah. So
Yeah.
But.
Like I interrupted you to agree. Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah, yeah. That's true.
So chemically speaking.
Yeah.
Gold is inert, so it doesn't break down during digestion.
What?
So it doesn't get absorbed by your digestive system. It doesn't get absorbed by your bloodstream, but you do shit gold.
That's what I was going to say.
If you eat gold, you'll shit gold, but it has to be like 24 karat gold. You've got to be so fancy. If you eat other gold, you will get sick. So those people who were dragonkins.
Yeah.
Probably not fine because they were eating jewelry.
Yeah, don't
probably
think they were eating 24 karat gold.
No, but if they were, like, they probably just shat out some gold, which, oh, okay, so gold's expensive.
Yeah. But
were you a dragonkin?
Yeah.
What's dragonkin?
Somebody who's like, I am a dragon.
Do dragons eat gold?
I don't know about that either.
They hoard gold. I don't know if they... Do they eat gold in the canon of mythical stuff?
Yeah. Some might.
In the Nick canon.
Yeah, yeah.
Some dragons eat gold. Well, because could you just wash it and try again?
Well, yeah, I reckon. I don't know if I want to eat my own poop gold. I think...
But it's not really your poop.
Because it didn't get digested.
It went through me. It was hanging around poop.
Okay. Would you drink the poo coffee?
What's the poo coffee?
You can't just say stuff like that.
What's the poo coffee?
Question one, what is the poo coffee?
Question two, yes. It's not a question, but yes, I will.
Really expensive coffee. So the coffee beans are eaten by a certain kind of, I don't know, rodent cat thing.
Oh, that's fine. If it's not my poo, I'll eat it. Thing?
Yeah, whatever. Sure.
What kind of animal? Like a stout? A stoat? What do you call that?
A stout.
A stoot?
A stoat. I think it's a stoat. No, I know the animal you mean.
I was in America and went to like one of the museums and saw a stoat, and I'm like, I've literally never heard of this animal. And it's like a whole kind of animal.
Yeah, it's like a kind of halfway between a weasel and a, like cat. A cat. Yeah, yeah, stoats are fucked up.
Just like a weird little, do they still exist?
Yeah, there's plenty of stoats around.
I saw them, like, what is this? I've never seen it in my life.
I remember being at a market in Morocco, and they had a big crate full of stoats. Just
alive?
Flipping around. Yeah, not doing well.
they were not thriving, but they were there.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to live terribly long. But yeah, I've seen stoats.
There you go.
Oh, I've seen
stoats. I don't know what a stoat looks like. This animal lives in a tree. It's called an Asian palm civet.
Oh, yeah, it's like a little cat, yeah?
I mean, it's like a possum, really.
Oh.
And so it eats coffee beans and shits out the beans?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it shits out the beans, and then you make coffee out of the shat beans. And apparently its digestive process does something cool to the beans.
I would do that, but if it was a person.
I don't know. I haven't drunk the poo coffee.
Yeah.
You'd do that if it was a person?
No, I wouldn't. If it was a person, I wouldn't drink the poo coffee.
Depends who it was.
Whose poo coffee would you drink?
It's more who I wouldn't drink. Okay. I think it couldn't be anyone I know.
What about someone? What about a member of Sans Pants? If you have to drink somebody's poo coffee,
I have to drink someone's poo coffee.
Somebody here at the company, whose poo coffee are you consuming?
I want to say yours for some reason.
That's kind.
I don't know. It's yours. I guess.
I wouldn't drink mine.
See, when I think of like eating poo from a person.
Yeah, of course.
I'm thinking of FMT, like fecal matter transplant, where you get someone else's fecal matter into your body to like write all of your digestive enzymes.
The microbiome, the flora of your bowel.
Trying to fix up your flora. Really helpful to people who need it.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single person whose gut flora I'd want in.
Yeah, it's true.
You don't know anyone has great guts?
I don't think anybody at this company
who
has
in
good
this company
guts.
Has good guts.
Oh, in this company. No, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. No, if like
oh my no, goodness, no.
Yeah. But what about, because like you're not necessarily eating the poo, it's just that I've eaten, say, the coffee beans.
Yeah, and but you've digested them.
Yes, that's true. So they've probably yeah.
Do you know technically that your bowel is an external surface because do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's wear
exposed,
a tube.
It's exposed to the external stuff. You can eat stuff and it touches your inside of your digestive system. So it's technically an external surface.
Yeah.
It's not like it goes into mix up with your blood and
No. It all stays away from kind of the rest of your body.
Yeah.
We're one hole.
We are one hole. That's pretty cool. That means you could theoretically thread something through again.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Have a big old tube of spaghetti and,
and
then
spaghetti
hang them up.
Whoa! Thread yourself.
Would that hurt or feel nice?
I think it would feel horrendous.
It would be like flossing your whole body.
Feeling of, like, you know when you get something stuck down the back of your throat?
Yeah.
If you did it on purpose, would it feel nice?
No.
What I reckon it would say you threaded a whole spaghetti through you.
Yeah.
And big spaghetti, am I right?
Big invincible spaghetti.
Yeah.
So that it's not going to snap. Like a sausage thickness.
Oh, boy. Yuck.
But it's spaghetti thickness. I think you would only feel it coming out of your anus. And out of your throat.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel it.
I don't think
you'd
feel it in the rest of your body.
I think you'd feel sick. You'd feel some kind of horrible sickness that you'd never felt before.
Oh, yeah, you'd feel
but you wouldn't be able to feel it specifically. No. Yeah.
Maybe you would because you can always. I feel like if you focus hard enough, you can feel different parts of your body, right? And so, you know, sometimes you like feel your tongue doing something you're like, you don't even think about when you feel your tongue doing something. So if you knew what was happening, I reckon you'd think you'd be able to feel it.
I don't know if they have like, do you have like nerve endings and stuff in there?
Well, you can feel
you
it.
You can
like,
feel sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I think it's
in your bowel, like you can feel sometimes when you like need to take a shit, you can feel the like rumbling.
Yeah, but
down
you don't
there.
Feel like the texture of the shit.
No, that's true.
You don't feel if it's going to be hard or soft until, well, you can sort of, you can sort of tell, but that's a different thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know.
Glad we can't feel the texture of our own shit. Yeah. God.
That is one of the benefits of being human.
I think I would prefer that.
What?
So then you know what's coming. You can feel like, oh man, I need to drink some water. This is thick.
And then you can feel it dry. What?
Soften?
Soften in That sounds horrendous.
It's a bit horrendous, but I think it would be nice.
Nice?
Well, not nice, but convenient, maybe, or handy. You'd be healthy. Like, you're more in, you have more you're knowledge of your own body, your, what you're doing. Your... Yeah, you're more, that's the great word. What's happening to me today?
Great word, Jackson. Well, no, it would be nice to know. You could stop diarrhea on its tracks.
No, you couldn't. But you know diarrhea is coming.
Well, how early in your body is it diarrhea?
Well, I think,
because like if it's early enough.
Yeah, when does it become diarrhea? Well, I think it starts off in your stomach as liquid and just doesn't get,
But if you kind of knew that, you could harden it up, eat some toast.
Could you harden it up? I don't know if that's passed through.
Do you think if you eat toast, it cures diarrhea? How do you like thicken up a shit? If you got the squirts real bad, how do you make it a solid log?
I eat toast. I eat a bunch of toast. A bunch of dry toast with nothing on it.
Does that really work?
Yeah, it fixes me right up.
Not even butter?
No butter. You put butter on.
Oh, because it soaks up the diarrhea.
Yeah.
It would though.
Wouldn't it be just the addition of fiber?
I think it's the addition of fiber. Yeah.
No, but fiber doesn't make your shit thick. It pushes your shit out better.
It also makes it thick.
Does it?
Yeah.
Don't you need fiber to keep you? Did you have history?
Oh, we don't have long left, but that's okay because I didn't really do much research into this. But there was a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whose name I've forgotten.
Fabulous.
His name is Mansa Musa.
Oh, yeah.
Mansa Musa. And did you know this, Jackson? I know you know this because you told me about him. But Cass, he was the richest guy on earth and probably the richest guy ever to exist.
He was so wealthy.
He was so wealthy that when he went to Cairo one time, he spent a little bunch of money there and the price of gold plummeted because there was too much gold in Cairo. Too much gold. That was how rich he was.
That rolls.
I heard that. He went through an entire country and destroyed their economy just because of his entourage spending the money that they had been paid as an entourage. Yeah,
this gold became worthless.
I'm pretty sure as well that when he got back to his kingdom or whatever, people were like, hey, you fucked up Cairo. And he was like, oh, shit. And then he sent guys out to give them more money or less money.
To give them more money?
He's like, it'll swings and roundabouts.
How do you fix that? I guess you send robbers.
Yeah, send you're some men, blind.
Send some men with masks and a big stick.
Well, how much money is too much money? And then isn't that the age-old question?
Yeah, we'll just get more money printed that has more dollar signs on it. Mm. Just, you know.
Okay. So a $50 note.
Is now $50 dollars.
$50
That's how you'd fix it. That makes sense. That's probably what they did.
How much is $50 worth?
Oh, it's like how, remember how $50 used to feel? Oh, yeah. It feels like that now.
It's like the old times. Wow. We can reset.
Yes. Let's talk about, that's an interesting topic. Somebody was tweeting about this, made me think about it. They were like, $40 is an awesome amount of money to have. Like $40 in cash, two twenties, you feel
good.
Pretty good. $60, terrible amount of money. Feels shit. $50 and a 10? Fuck that, man.
But $320 is good.
$320 is good.
$15 and 10 does suck, you're right.
$15 and 10 does suck because if you break it up, then you're like, fuck, I feel poor now.
Yeah.
But if you spend the $10, you're like, well, now I only have $50.
I have $50 in my wallet. I don't have my wallet on me anymore because I don't live in the freaking 80s, okay? I'm cashless, baby.
It's the 50 then.
Well, no, the $50 is it's in cash, but I don't have it on me.
So you personally are cashless.
Yeah, right now. But it's 20, two tens and two fives.
Oh.
Horrible. Horrible.
That's really bad.
It makes you sick to look at.
I feel like you've already lost that money. Like if
I may as well shred it up. It's no good to me.
If you have $5 notes, they're gone.
Yeah.
That's already gone. $10 notes, that's already gone. 20 is the best amount of notes.
It's awesome.
Because 20, you're like, I could do something with this.
Yeah, I could do 20. And it doesn't, 20's walking around money.
It is walking around. Because you don't feel like you've lost it if you spend it. But if you break a 50, you're like, I've lost 50.
Yeah, absolutely.
10 and 5, I'm like, I don't have that money. That isn't money I own.
Yeah, yeah. What about $30? What do you think about having $30?
20, 10? Okay. I feel like it's 20 with like an extra 10.
Yeah, it's like I got $20. I got walking around money. And I could maybe get an ice cream.
Oh, like it's like looking in your wallet being like, I'll get a coffee. And you're like, I'll just use the 10.
Yeah.
And then absolutely. I still have 20.
Yeah. Still
rich. Like free money.
What about $70?
Okay.
Are we going to go through all of the possible combinations?
Okay. I spoke about this recently.
What about $75?
Was it with you guys?
Yeah.
$70 was like the best amount of money to have in a bank account? for me.
Why?
Well, because so like if my spending account had, this was a while ago, I didn't have a lot of work, $70, I'm like, okay, if it were any more than $70, I'd be tempted to spend money. But $70 isn't enough money to splash out with.
Yeah,
but I can always afford my essentials at $70. Like if something pops up and I need to buy something really quick, oh, I got $70. I'm fine.
$70, that's heaps.
And you look at it and you go, oh boy, only $70. I can't.
Better not be extravagant.
If you got $30 left, you're like, oh, fuck it. I'm so poor. I may as well spend this $30 on Red Rooster, which is what I did just moments ago.
Yeah.
Just moments before we recorded this podcast.
But if you were to have $100 and like I found something I wanted for $50. Well, I might be tempted to buy it. And then I've only got $50 and that's potentially not enough for an emergency.
Yeah, that's very true.
$70, that's good in the bank account money because it keeps you sensible, but you're still safe.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had how many times do you think you've had a $100 note in your life? I reckon like maybe twice.
Yeah. $100 notes are rare.
I've received them as gifts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's gift money. $100 is gift money. What do we think about $80?
I was trying to skip it.
We're
going to go 80 and 90, then we can finish the episode, I promise.
I reckon 80, well, if I see 80, I can still spend 50 and have 30, so that's
I think 90 is frustrating.
Yes,
90 is close to 100, God. Because and you know, you almost don't want to spend it because then you have a nice round 100 if you get another $10.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 90, I'm like, oh, am I spending it on an essential? Mm. Do I want to, I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah, 90.
It's the wrong amount
confusing.
Of money.
Yeah, you makes know. You feel sick.
Makes you want to throw up.
I don't know what to do with this,
But it's also 90's good because 90's like, I could do a huge night out on $90, but $100, I'm like, I don't want to break the 100 for the huge night out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're like, you feel like you're on the road to something.
Yeah,
with the 100.
Like 100's the milestone.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm doing it. I'm getting my shit together.
Going from 100 to $30, terrible. 90 to $30, not so bad.
Yeah, like 90, that's true. Again, 90, confusing amount of money. At least I know where I'm at with 30.
Yeah,
it's like you have savings and it like you go down, like if you have like $1,000 in savings, you get 995. You're like, well, I basically have no savings. I might as well fucking spend all this money.
Yeah, I'm poor now.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson.
Hey, Jackson, where can we find you?
Oh, my God. This is crazy. You can find me on a bunch of Sandspence Radio podcasts. I'm on Plumbing the Death Star. I'm on Baseless Speculation. I'm on D&D is for Nerds sometimes. I'm on fucking Thumb Cramps. And I'm at All Dogs Are Dead on Twitter. You can find me there, too.
Sick.
Bye. Well,
thanks for joining us, Jackson.
Thanks for having me on. I love this show.